Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about something every developer thinks they know, but often get wrong. Logging best practices.
I'm excited to discuss this. It's one of those things that seems simple, but, we've all been there, right? 3 in the morning, staring at a production issue, with logs that are just a wall of text.
Exactly. It's a nightmare. The first and maybe most important step is having a clear game plan. You can't just throw log statements everywhere and hope for the best. That's how you get that mess.
So less is more, or more thoughtful at least. What kind of questions should we be asking before we even write a line of code for logging?
You've got to think about your objectives. What are the app's main goals? What are the critical operations? And what KPIs, you know, key performance indicators, actually matter? For error logging, for example, the goal isn't just to shout, "Hey, something broke."
Right. Your future self, the one debugging at 3 a.m., needs context to actually fix the problem. The input mentions starting by overlogging and then trimming back. Is that really practical? Doesn't that create a ton of initial noise and cost?
I see your point, and it's a valid concern, but think of it this way. It is so much easier to delete noisy logs you don't need than it is to retroactively add crucial information that was never captured in the first place, especially when you're in the middle of an incident. You can always dial it back once you know what's truly valuable.
Got it. So, establish the why first. Then what? How do we categorize these logs once we know our plan?
That's where log levels come in. They provide immediate structure. The 4 common ones are info, warning, error, and fatal.
Okay, break those down for me. Info seems pretty straightforward.
Yep, info is your business as usual. A user completed a checkout, a successful login, the important stuff you want to track. A warning is your early warning system. Things aren't on fire, but something's a little off, like maybe payment processing is taking longer than usual.
And error is when the fire has definitely started.
Precisely. A failed payment, a database connection failure. And fatal? Well, fatal is the everything is on fire level. The whole application, or a critical part of it, just crashed. System out of memory. That kind of catastrophic event.
So in production, you'd probably default to the info level to avoid too much noise. But you need a way to crank up the verbosity when you're bug hunting, right?
You hit the nail on the head. You absolutely need a plan to temporarily increase that verbosity. It's about having control. But even with the right levels, the format matters. Let's talk about structured logging.
Ah, yes. The difference between a machine-readable log and, well, that expensive text file the source talks about. What's the real advantage?
It's huge. Instead of a messy string, every piece of information gets its own field. Like JSON, suddenly your logs become this powerful queryable database. You want to find all timeout errors from last Tuesday? Easy. You want to see how many times a specific user had an issue? Done.
And I'm guessing modern logging frameworks handle this for you.
They do. Most languages have great options. And even if your service doesn't support it natively, you can use tools like Vector to transform them. It's a non-negotiable for modern systems.
Okay, so we have levels and structure. What actually goes in them? The content mentioned a log entry just saying something's wrong, which is hilariously unhelpful.
Completely useless. A good log entry tells a story. It has the who, what, where, and why. Think of it as your system's black box recorder. You need enough detail to replay the scenario. So you should include things like request IDs to trace across services, user IDs for context, system state data, and the full error context, like stack traces.
That sounds like a lot of data, which brings up the next point, right? The cost. How do you manage log volume without getting a heart-stopping bill?
Log sampling. This is a game changer for high traffic systems. You might be generating terabytes of logs a day. Storing every single one is wildly expensive and unnecessary.
So you just store a representative sample, like a poll.
Exactly, but you can be smart about it. Maybe you're having an error spike. You'd keep all the error logs, but aggressively sample the success logs. Or you sample one endpoint more heavily than a more critical one. Frameworks like OpenTelemetry have this built in, and it can slash your logging costs by 80% or more.
That's incredible. The source also mentioned something called canonical log lines. What's the idea there?
It's about telling the whole story of a request in a single entry at the end, instead of having scattered logs like user clicked button, checking credentials, login successful. The canonical log line summarizes everything: what the user did, how long it took, what went wrong, database time, everything.
So it's like a TLDR for every request?
That's a perfect way to put it. But honestly, there's an even better way now: distributed tracing with tools like OpenTelemetry. It gives you that full journey across all your microservices, but still lets you see each individual step. It's the best of both worlds.
And all these logs from different services need to go to one place, I assume? You can't be SSHing into 20 different servers.
Oh, absolutely not. That's a recipe for disaster. You have to centralize your logs. Aggregate them. When everything's in one place, you can search across the entire system and see how a slowdown in the payment service caused the cart service to time out. You see the whole chain reaction.
Okay, so we centralize them, but we can't keep them forever. That leads to retention policies, right?
Yep. Storage isn't free. You need a plan. Maybe you keep fresh logs hot and ready for 7 days, move older ones to cheaper cold storage, and then delete them after, say, 90 days. But not all logs are equal. Security audit logs might need to be kept for a year or more for compliance reasons.
That makes sense. And speaking of security, the logs themselves can contain sensitive data. How do we protect them?
Three main ways. Encryption in transit, as they move. Encryption at rest, where they're stored. And strict access controls, so only the right people can see them. Junior devs might only see basic app logs, while the security team gets full access.
But the best defense is not logging sensitive stuff in the first place, right? The source mentioned Twitter and GitHub accidentally logging passwords in plain text. That's terrifying.
It's a massive problem. This is where you need programmatic safeguards. The text gave a great example in Go, where you can define a custom logger so that even if a developer tries to log an entire user object, it automatically only logs the user ID and redacts the rest. You can also set up filters in your pipeline to catch things like credit card numbers before they're ever stored.
Wow. Okay. Last couple of points. What about the performance hit? Logging isn't free in terms of CPU cycles, is it?
Not at all. The example showed that a basic logging library dropped performance by 20%, whereas a newer, more efficient one only had a 3% impact. So the key is to choose an efficient library, use sampling, and maybe even log to a separate disk partition. Always run load tests.
And finally, the classic mistake, using logs for everything. What's the distinction between logs and metrics?
This is so important. Logs tell you what happened in a specific instance. They are for debugging. Metrics tell you how often things are happening. They are for real-time monitoring and alerting. You use metrics to know you have a problem, and then you dive into the logs to figure out why. Don't try to calculate error rates by grepping through terabytes of logs.
That's a fantastic summary. It really paints a full picture. Good logging is an art and the science.
It really is. It's not about logging everything. It's about logging the right things, in the right way, at the right time. Your future self, at 3 a.m, will thank you for it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.